Thomas Wolfe contended that you can't go home again. To that, commentator Andrei Kadrescu adds the word sober.
People, if you think time flows in one direction only, forward, you don't know jet lag. With jet lag, you can move backwards in time and recapture your youth. Me, for example. I flew to Europe, and when I got there at 9 a.m., it was 4 a.m. in New Orleans. All the Europeans were up and about like it was really morning, drinking coffee and looking pissed off like only Europeans who have to go to work can. I'm saying Europeans here, but I mean Romanians in Bucharest. Romania is now in the European Union. Anyway, I saw them off to work, and then I stayed up until my friend Ioana and her son Luca found me and took me to a restaurant with steaming foods and fiddlers. At about something like 8 p.m., which was about noon back home, I sank into the cuisine of my native land like a worm to the bottom of a bottle of mezcal and started hallucinating. Next day, which was, I'm not sure when, Ioana Luca and her colleague Alex drove me to Sibiu, the medieval city where I was born, and put me into the hands of poets who were conducting a marathon that involved over 100 poets reading for 20 minutes each all day and all night. By now, it didn't make any difference to me what time it was back in America, because I entered the twilight world of poetry, which is famous for being made by people without watches, and was transported several thousand years back and forth in time in the Romanian language. My hometown, Sibiu, used to be a quiet place when I lived there as a child, because most people had been killed in the war, and the ghosts had the run of the joint. Not now. In 2007, Sibiu was proclaimed a world city by the UN, and like Gore winning the Nobel Prize, he couldn't just lie there anymore and be a nice place for dreamy kid poets. It was as full of tourists as New Orleans at Jazz Fest, only the town's half the size of New Orleans, and all the tourists are German. And instead of jazz, they were there to see a newly renovated old city that sparkled like a mini Prague with good intentions, hosting simultaneously poetry marathons, the European Cultural Congress, run-on sentences, and a whole bunch of living Dutch painters. The Bruckenthal Museum of Sibiu, known the world over for dead Dutch painters, was now totally out of control. After I marathoned, as long as I could, I celebrated my brother Robert's 50th birthday at a restaurant hand-carved entirely out of wood by a primitive artist. I kid you not. Peasants in flowing white robes cinched at the waist with white belts kept pouring wine into painted clay carafes and setting fire to plum brandy. My brother built himself a house in the mountains, and the very same woodcarver carved him a bar in the rock under the house. That's one dude I could employ. There is no way to make the story short because it's not a short story. It's more like a novel. But suffice it to say, the next day, don't ask me which one, I was in another medieval Transylvanian city being transported by a famous local witch from one tower to another. This city, called Cluj, and also Kolozsvár and Klausenburg, is so old that every time the light changes and the river of cars flows forward, another piece of history, like about 500 years of gargoyles, falls off a medieval building and kills a pedestrian. I'll stop here. But I can tell you that from Cluj I went to Frankfurt, Germany, where they made me into a book and I became very timeless and young, because that's what not sleeping for centuries does for you if you don't have the time to look in a mirror. I'm in a hotel lobby in New York now, singing out loud. I can hear you too.
When he finally gets home, Andrei Kadrescu will resume being a professor of English at Louisiana State University.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.